This is MSO News Sports. Our Thanksgiving football coverage continues with Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School. Those Patriots are playing host to Winthrop on Thanksgiving morning at 10 o'clock. And Coach Ciccatelli, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Bill. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, let's get to your season and update our listeners on what happened in Revere football here in 2023. A self-admitted for you, I am sure, a slow start to the season. Maybe explain that, but you've come on strong coming down the stretch here here in the 2023 season. So take us from start to end here.
Yeah, so we're at 4-6, and we hit an injury bug this year, bad one, yeah, 2 years in a row. But this was pretty tough. After week two, we lost about 6-7 starters. That we had some on defense, some on offense, and we ended up going 0-6, and it was a struggle. At one point, we had basically for two games a JV team in there, and you know, the good news is guys got a chance to play and, you know, build a little bit from there. But you know, 0-6, no one wants to do that, and it was just a tough start. But kids got healthy, they came back, and the big thing is nobody quit. Nobody quit. The coaches worked their tails off. The kids came back together, like I said, and we were able to put a nice little string of four wins in a row together. And, you know, here we are 4-6, and with a chance to get to 5-6, hopefully with a win on Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, let's maybe we can follow up on that injury piece in a moment. But since these guys are back, let's have you give me an overview of those of the key players that you're going to be counting on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. So for sure. So my tailback, Gio Woodward, he'd be one guy. My captain, Abbas Atui, who missed like four games this year. He's finally healthy. He's my tailback. Carlos Rizzo, my quarterback, went through a couple of things. Danny Hull, my wide receiver, tailback, he's finally back. And a couple of linemen, Joel Rodriguez, this will be his second game this season playing. He's finally back. He's healthy. So those are the guys right there. Some big, you know, big misses that we didn't have for most of the season, and they're finally healthy.
Wow, yeah, that's incredible. So, when you look at this game against Winthrop, this Winthrop team has been pretty tough this year. There's no question about it. They've had some big wins. They played good teams, tough. So, what do you look at this? What do you find tough about this Winthrop team? Tough to stop, or their ability to stop you?
Yeah, a lot. They're really good. They're a good football team. Make no mistakes about it. I'd say their run game. Their run game's excellent. You know, they're all wing T like we are. And they do a lot of things really, really well. They got the kid Capuccio, a very good running back. They got three good running backs. But he's kind of their leader. He's very good player. Fast. Quarterback is a good quarterback. He gets rid of the ball. He can throw. He's very accurate. They're a scoring machine this year. They played a tough schedule, and they had a lot of success in doing so. So we're definitely going to have our work cut out for us.
Yeah, and their defense has come up with big plays, too, throughout the season, you know, in many of their games, for sure.
Yeah, no doubt. Their defense is very good as well. But they find ways to win. You know, they've been in some really close games that could have went either way. And they won most of those games. You know, albeit very close, but they find ways to win. And they find one thing about that team this year, they have a very, very huge making big plays.
Yeah,
I think that's a big advantage for them. They make big, big plays when they get in trouble. And I think it's put them in the driver's seat in a lot of their games. So, again, tough on offense, tough on defense. It's going to take an A-plus effort for us.
Yeah, I've seen some of their games, Lou, and you can stop them 9 out of 10 times, but that 10th time is the big play, and boom, they advantage Winthrop on those plays, as you're pointing out, for sure.
Yeah, and that's exactly it, Bill. That's exactly it.
So. Lou, tell me, what do you tell your team this time of year? You know, after a season, it's all, you're always teaching, and hopefully students and student-athletes are learning, and it sounds like that's the case. And now you're back a little stronger than you have been. But what do you tell the team heading into this game this week?
Well, you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, just the fact that it went to Prevere, I mean, it's a great rivalry. You don't really need to tell the kids much to get them up. I mean, it's just something that they circle. And I'm sure Winthrop has done the same at the beginning of the season. I say it every year. You throw the records out. I mean, this is the game. You know, they beat us last year, and we will most certainly want to take that trophy back to Revere. And there's a lot on the line. There's a lot of emotions from both sides, both teams. And I think our guys are feeling confident and a lot better because we finally get everyone back. And we played really, really good football down the stretch. You know, so, again, I think they're confident, and I think they're excited, as well as Winthrop. It's going to be a good football game.
All right, and, so you're ready for the Thanksgiving game against Winthrop. I had one other question here for you, Lou, and it just escaped my mind. I got interrupted here, back here, but... yeah, maybe I'll just stop here. I'm good, I guess. I don't have another question for you. Man, what's that? Oh, I know what it was, Lou. I'm sorry. Here's the question. And you've been around the coaching scene for a long time. What do you think it means for the team looking ahead to next year to be able to get that win after a season like you've had or many other teams have, to get that win on Thanksgiving? What does that mean for the program?
Oh, it's huge. It's definitely something to build off. You definitely don't want to go in there and lose a Thanksgiving game, and no one does, because it's the one thing, if you can win, you're going to build off that. You're going to get more kids in the weight room. Kids are going to be hungry. They'll still be hungry. You know, they're still going to be, but there's nothing like winning on Thanksgiving, especially the Winthrop Revere rivalry. You know, and for us, it means everything. You know, and the kids want to get pointed right in the right direction, get the trophy back, and, something that we can definitely build on for success next year.
Well, you get your kids in that weight room, and I'll work on my memory issues here. So.
I hear you.
Lou, anything else you want to share with us about the game or the football team this year?
No, just as always, proud of my guys. Great bunch of kids. Had a lot of fun with them this year. And very thankful for you, Bill, you know, and everything you do for high school sports.
Well, Lou, to you, your family, happy Thanksgiving. The coaching staff, your staff, and to their families, happy Thanksgiving. And, of course, to the players and all the Revere football families, happy Thanksgiving. And, Lou, thanks again for joining us and for all your help over the years and so on and keeping us informed on Revere football. And good luck on Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you also.
There he is, Lou Ciccatelli, with us here, Revere football coach here on MSONewsSports.com.